and welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and if you are hearing this in real time when it drops, I am currently at Walt Disney World. I recorded this episode prior to my departure, and by now I've probably seen Epcot's new nighttime show and the final product of all that construction. Oh my god, there might be no walls. Are there going to be no construction walls? I mean, there has to be some, right? Are there going to be none? Oh, I'm so excited. I'm a little more excited about that than one of the reasons I'm going, which is for my baby girl Pearl to meet Mickey Mouse. Oh my gosh, the big mouse. But Mickey Mouse for the first time and walls being down in Epcot are both extremely exciting. I am recording this in advance and I leave tomorrow and I cannot wait, but I'm going to table all of that for a moment because this week is da-da-da-da Shreksember! Now, our makeshift holiday began back in 2020, shockingly. I had to go back and check because it seemed too long ago, but we have been heralding our Green Ogre King for 4 years now. 4 years. I couldn't believe it when I checked it. This is the fourth year of Shreksember. And today, we have an exceptionally exciting episode. But I do want to start at the top of it with a little bit of news. For the past four, truly thought it was three, 4 years, we have celebrated Shreksember together. And yes, it's a bit of a silly gag, but it also has a serious meaning behind it. It began as a way to garner representation during the holiday season at theme parks. And while Universal doesn't even always want to acknowledge that Hanukkah exists, still to this day, I love what Shreksember has done for us, which at a minimum has garnered a love and appreciation for this character, which has unexpectedly, kind of in parallel, in tandem, in culture, become increasingly more popular year after year after year. I love Shreksember. I love everything about it. But I am reluctant to pursue a month of swamp stories for the sake of a laugh when there are more legitimate episodes we could be running during this part of this year. And I do need to admit that we've already kind of reported ourselves into a corner. I mean, we've done it. We've done it all. We've seemingly done it all. I've been to the Shrek water park. I dragged my husband to that weirdly underground Shrek's adventure thing while we were on vacation in London. We've interviewed the geniuses behind Shrek Rave and Shrek Fest and Shrek Retold, and we've had a blast. But this year, I just found that there aren't that many other stories out there that I think make a worthy entire podcast episode. Now, don't worry. We are not abandoning Shreksember by any means. We could never. But there's just so much else going on in this theme park sphere right now and stuff I want to talk about that I made the decision to have today's episode be our exclusive only Shrek episode for the year. Now, before you panic, Shreksember is not over by any means. Do not forget, Shrek 5 is supposedly coming out at some point in the future, which we could do many episodes about. There's a new DreamWorks animation land that Shrek is a part of that is opening at Universal Orlando Resort in 2024. There is plenty on the way. I just sat down when I was programming things and realized it just felt like for this year, we peaked with this week's episode. And it's better to knock it out of the park once than to put out a podcast episode in a couple weeks that I just can't really stand behind. After all, the original intent of this holiday was to shine a light on inclusivity at theme parks, but it's grown so much more from that. Shrek is counterculture, Shrek is a symbol for being yourself, and I respect him so much for it. We now, at long last, have much better Hanukkah merchandise in Disney parks. Good merchandise that we want! And while we still don't have any solid representation in parades or shows or even character meet and greets, I have to hold out hope that we will get it one day in the future. And that is why Shreksember will keep on going year after year. And in the meantime, we will continue on with other pressing theme park stories this month, but we will still dedicate the start of December to our main man Shrek. Because let me tell you, this episode was the one lone episode I was desperate to get for 2023 Shreksember, and we got it. It's easily one of my greatest accomplishments. So I hope you enjoy. I'm sending you good Shreksember tidings all month long, and stick around because this one is so good.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you spend any time on the internet at all, you remember that back in September, Airbnb pulled off what might be the greatest marketing accomplishment of all time. For one weekend only, they would be allowing a mega fan the chance to win an overnight stay in Shrek's swamp. And we're not talking a set or a hotel room themed to the swamp. We're talking a photorealistic, extremely accurate, down to the jars on the shelves on the wall, real life recreation of Shrek's literal swamp from the animated films. I mean, listen to how Airbnb announced it. This Halloween, Donkey is swamp sitting for his best pal, DreamWorks Animation's Shrek, and he's rolling out the welcome mat to host fairy tale creatures of all kinds while he's there. Shrek's mud-laden, moss-covered, murky-watered swamp is situated among the rolling hills of Scotland, where guests can stay up late, swap stories, and eat like an ogre. Because in the morning, Donkey's making waffles. Okay, now, questionable intent aside, Donkey renting Shrek's house out from under him without his knowledge is either TikTok hustle culture or a terrible friendship. Either way, something went wrong. But this is truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Built into the stump of a tree in a forest deep in Scotland with an actual outhouse, you couldn't even pay your way to get in. It was a contest, and you had to apply for the chance, for the shot at living like a swamp king for the weekend. If you're listening to this, you likely know firsthand that this announcement broke the internet. It was everywhere that someone would be able to spend the weekend in Shrek's actual home. Airbnb welcomed requests to book, and the Shrek swamp came and went and nothing. Well, except for Rita Ora's visit, which was a different story and separate from this and actually like got a lot of attention. But someone out there won a chance to see the swamp firsthand. Someone like you and me. And their identity was seemingly a mystery. There were no stories. There was no word. No viral TikTok. No discussion of who actually won this Airbnb contest. Until today. Yes, of course. Of course I hunted down who won this. Are you kidding me? Of course I did everything I could. I flexed every journalistic muscle and I hunted her down. I mean, that's an aggressive way to put it. She was absolutely lovely, as you will soon learn because Amy is the guest on today's podcast. But yes, Amy McElhenney, a graphic designer from Scotland, was the big winner and told me every single detail. And I now get to relay that right back to you. Typically, this is the part of the episode where I would give you a few little hints and tidbits about what you can expect. I'm not doing that today because I want you to hear every detail in real time, just like I did. And I hope that your jaw will drop as much as mine. There is one little surprise which you may have seen online prior to listening to this episode, depending on timing, depending on how quick you are to listen to this. But Amy sent me all of her personal photos from her stay at Shrek Swamp. I will be posting those online. I will hopefully put a link in the show notes of that social media post. If I don't, yell at me in 747 Churros. Do what you can. I will get that up there. But you can now see what it's like, not in just PR images, which were beautiful, by the way, but see what it's really like to spend the night in Shrek Swamp. So I'm not going to hold you back any longer. I'm going to turn it over to Amy and quite possibly the most joy I've ever had here on this podcast. Enjoy! Amy, welcome to Very Amusing!
Hello, thank you for having me.
Now, we have so much to talk about. I don't think I've ever been this excited to talk to anyone in my whole life.
I'm excited to tell you.
You got to stay at Shrek's Swamp!
Yes, I did indeed.
How did this happen?
It's a bit of a long story, actually. So, my sister got married 3 weeks ago now. So basically her wedding was the week after the weekend that you could go and stay in Shrek Swamp. It was, I don't know if you are kind of familiar with it, but it was a thing that Airbnb did. It was like a promotional campaign.
Oh, I am very familiar with it.
Yeah. So they basically had it up on Airbnb and you could like apply to book Shrek Swamp. So my whole thing was I wrote them this letter about how my sister and I grew up loving Shrek. We know all the words to the Shrek in the Swamp karaoke dance party, which is at the end of the original video. And yeah, I kind of wrote them this letter saying how great it would be to take her as an early wedding present. I got this message from Donkey, who is the host of the Airbnb, asking if I could upload my government issued ID to Airbnb because I didn't know that was a thing. So I did that. And then the next day I was invited to book. I never ever thought that that would actually happen. I was just doing it as a bit of a laugh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that happened. And then I booked it. And then my sister decided that she didn't want to come to Shrekswamp the week before her wedding.
She didn't just have like tons of free time to go pee in an outhouse.
Yeah, she wasn't so keen.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait, I have to ask you. So you get a message from Donkey, like asking for your ID. Under any other circumstance, that would feel like someone scamming you.
The feeling of being scammed didn't really end there. We were like, it was literally when we were driving to Shrekswamp, we were still thinking, this could not be real. There's a large chance this isn't real.
How much notice did you have between getting the official invite and going?
A week.
A week?
A week.
And your stay was over Halloween, right?
Yes, it was Halloween weekend.
So did you have Halloween plans you had to abandon?
No, I didn't. But after my sister told me she couldn't come, then I had a panic trying to find somebody who could come. And everybody I asked had Halloween plans. I found my friends, Amy and Beth, came with me. So there were two Amys, which was a bit confusing. But they also didn't have plans. So we managed to make it work.
Oh my gosh. How were you only allowed to bring two people, or were they upset that your sister couldn't come? How did that go down?
No, I was really worried that they would get angry with me for not bringing my sister, but they were totally fine. They were so like the Airbnb team were so lovely about everything. They were amazing. And they just said, yeah, if you can find somebody else to come, then by all means. So yeah, it was it could sleep three people in total. The other Amy and I shared Shrek's bed. And then Beth had like a pull-out bed from underneath that she slept up.
Oh my God. How did you, when you told your friends about this, did you text them? Did you call them? What was that conversation like? Because nobody else has ever had that conversation.
Very true. I have a group WhatsApp chat with the two friends who came and like a larger group of friends. So I was messaging this WhatsApp group. And honestly, if you reread the messages, it is hilarious. I'm like taking them through the story I've just told you with like screenshots of my letter to Donkey and everything. And they were all just, they've told me they were like screaming with laughter. They just couldn't cope.
Oh my gosh. Were there other friends who didn't have Halloween plans and wanted to go, but they just didn't make the cut?
No, actually, it worked out pretty well, to be honest. There were people who kind of lived too far away and stuff who would have loved to come, but it just didn't make sense. So everybody was very happy for those of us that did go. And I don't think there are any hard feelings.
Okay. Oh, I hope not. How far away was this from you? Because you mentioned that you were driving.
Yeah. So it actually isn't very far away at all. So I live in the Highlands of Scotland. And Shrekswamp is also in the Highlands of Scotland. Which actually, when you think about it, makes sense because Shrek is Scottish.
Yeah, of course.
So it's in this big estate, like a kind of country estate. And the entrance to the estate is about an hour's drive from my house. And then we had to meet people at the entrance who then drove us into like where the swamp actually is, which was like another 40-minute drive.
Oh my God. So when you arrive at this estate, you are in, are you in a golf cart? Are you in a car? What, like?
No, we're in so we drove ourselves. We all got into Beth's car and she drove us all the way to the swamp. So they like met us in another car.
Okay.
They drove and we followed them.
So once you arrive and you're driving and driving and driving and driving, are you thinking like, this is the end? Like, is there a swamp at the end of this?
Exactly. That's what I was saying about being scammed. Like, we were sitting there thinking, this This could end horribly.
What was your initial reaction upon pulling up to a place that we've only seen on TV?
I was lost for words. I couldn't believe it. It looks exactly like the film. Like, it's amazing. My jaw dropped. We were all just like, this, I can't believe this is actually real.
Wow.
It was stunning.
And once you went in, like, what, you took your first tour. What was the first thing you did when you got inside Shrek's house?
So we got a little tour. There is this woman, Maggie, from Airbnb, who kind of showed us around. Obviously, it's not huge, so the tour didn't take very long. And they'd left us all these amazing, like, this big basket of snacks and, like, slippers. And we got Shrek Crocs.
Yes!
So the first thing I did was to put the Crocs on and then get in Shrek. Well, lie on Shrek's bed.
Yep.
Yeah. What else would you do?
And you were there for only one night, correct?
It was two nights.
It was two nights. Oh yeah. My gosh. So were there any activities planned for you, or were they just like, enjoy, goodbye?
Yeah, basically. So Maggie brought us all our meals. So we arrived on the Friday night. She brought us our dinner and we had our dinner and then obviously stayed the night. And then the next day we were just free to do what we wanted. So no activities planned, but that was actually lovely. It was really relaxing. I know you don't expect Shrek's home to be this sort of retreat, but it was really lovely.
Was there Wi-Fi?
There was Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Yes.
Unexpected.
Shrek has all the mod cons.
I know. He's really upgraded. Yeah. Were the meals themed at all, or was it just kind of regular food?
Most of them weren't, but breakfast did include waffles.
Of course it has to.
Yeah.
It was a brilliant touch. Did you get any sort of like notes from Donkey throughout the stay, or was that just a before your stay, him reaching out situation?
We did. When we arrived, there was a note from Donkey just saying, welcome to the swamp and kind of enjoy your stay. I can't remember exactly what it was, actually. But yeah, we had that. But then the rest of the time, it was kind of, just ours to enjoy. Donkey and Shrek didn't really interfere.
Wow. Was Shrek's house cold? It seems like it would be really chilly at night.
No, we were really worried about that, actually. So we took loads of layers and stuff, but it was really warm, and they'd also given us loads of blankets and cozy socks and things to wear. So, really cozy. Lovely.
And from what I've seen, it was really detailed inside, right? There was just stuff on the shelves and it was fully outfitted. Was there anything that you saw that charmed you or that you still remember as being a fun little detail?
Honestly, the whole thing was, so well done. The little detail I really liked was, you know, in the very opening scene of when Shrek's in his house and he like makes his dinner and he makes himself the little drink. It's like martini with the eyeball in it.
Yeah.
They had a replica of that, which was really good.
Oh my God. They did a good job.
They did a great job. Honestly, it was amazing.
Okay, you know that feeling that everyone knows something that you don't? For me, that used to be Quince. But no more. Quince is a truly astounding retailer, essentially carrying everything a person on your mood board would wear. We're talking washable silk blouses, chic leather bags, 14-karat gold jewelry, European linen dresses, and the best part of all is that Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They're up here with $50 Mongolian cashmere sweaters. $50! Beautiful, timeless items you can wear and actually live in. Meaning, you don't have to be scared to bring them on your theme park travels. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And if you're sensitive to retailers like I am, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. But it's not just your everyday work-life clothes. They have everything. I recently joined a new gym, big deal for me, and desperately needed new workout clothes to wear there. It's kind of like an LA gym, so like it kind of got to look cute. So I ordered a pair of their Ultraform bike shorts and high-rise pocket leggings, and when I tell you, the quality of these leggings is truly on par with brands I paid three times as much for, which really kind of makes me love these three times more. I'm not only going to buy them again, but actually buy the other travel stuff in my cart because they have things like beautiful pastel suitcases for $129 and these wildly affordable compression packing cubes that I have been waiting forever to buy compression packing cubes, and they're always so pricey. And here, the price fits. So if you want to get ready for work, your new gym, travel, anything in your life, go to Quince. Quince.com/amusing will get you free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Ooh, that's nice for someone who puts stuff off like I do. That's Quince.com/amusing to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/amusing.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, Amy, I have to ask you about something, and we have to talk about it. Tell me about the outhouse. I gotta know. I don't want to ask, but I gotta know about the outhouse.
The outhouse is real. It's, yeah, exactly as you would imagine it. I have photos.
Oh my God.
It even has the little, you know, the book that he reads when he's using the outhouse. He even had that.
Oh my gosh. Was it bizarre to use Shrek's outhouse?
Yeah, that was probably the most surreal part.
Does it all just seem like a dream?
Yeah, it does actually. It still doesn't really feel like it actually happened.
I think that you are the only winner of the contest, like the only person who's not Rita Ora who stayed there, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. And we asked while we were there, like if they were going to start it as a proper Airbnb that people could go and stay at. Apparently that's not a plan. So yeah, apparently normal people don't get to go.
Oh my God, it's only you who live to tell the tale.
Yeah.
How did your friends react to it when they were there? Were they like a few hours in thinking, okay, I'm kind of getting old at this, or were they into it the whole time?
No, they were into it the whole time. Yeah, they're definitely not as big Shrek fans as I am. But they really enjoyed it. And I think we all quite like kind of, you know, camping and outdoorsy things anyway. So it was quite a nice environment for us to spend time in anyway, even if it hadn't been Shrek's fault.
What did you do on that full day between the nights?
We went for a swim, actually.
What? Where?
Amy and I were keen wild swimmers, and there was a little loch just up the hill from Shrek's fault. So we went there and we had a swim.
Did they give you a map or did you just find it?
We just found it. Well, they told us where it was, but okay. It was really easy to find. It was literally maybe like a 10-minute walk up the hill.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was great.
Wow! Wait!
And then we got to come home and cozy up in the swamp.
Does Shrek have a shower?
Yes, Shrek has a shower.
Okay.
Well, for Shrek, it's like a bucket that he like pours over himself, but we had access to a shower.
Okay. For Amy and Beth, there's a real shower.
Yeah.
what was the bed like?
It was genuinely the comfiest bed I've ever slept in.
Oh my God.
I'm not just saying that. It was so comfortable.
So the first morning you wake up, what is going on in your brain? Because I assume it takes a second to realize I am inside Shrek's house at his swamp.
Do you know what? It actually didn't. I said this to Beth and Amy while we were there. Because usually, yeah, if you're in a strange place, you'll wake up and you have that moment where you're not sure where you are. But I woke up in the morning and instantly I was just like, oh yeah, Shrek's funk. That's normal.
Just like the movie. Just like the movie I've seen. Does your sister regret not going?
I think she does.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. You left with Shrek Crocs. Yeah. Was there any other, like, did you get like a Shrek jacket or a sweatshirt or?
No, it was just the Crocs.
Just the Crocs. The Crocs are so good.
I'm wearing them just now.
Oh my God. have people seen you wearing the Crocs and they are like, oh, cool shoes. And you go, I've stayed at Trick Swamp.
Well, no, because they're not really shoes that you can kind of get away with wearing much, especially not here. Like, I live in a tiny village and I think I would be.
That might be my Los Angeles privilege showing.
Yeah, I'm sure in LA you could get away with it.
Oh, we're all wearing Crocs.
There's no, Crocs, someone... sure. But these have a nose.
These have a nose. When you came home, did you tell people about it? Were people freaked out or were they interested in it?
No, everybody has found it just hilarious, I think. Yeah. Like, my parents couldn't believe it. And obviously, then my sister had her wedding.
Of course.
It was quite a big talking point then as well. I was telling all the family about being at Shrek's Swamp.
You know, that is like the ideal wedding talking point. Then everyone's like, what's new with you, Amy? What's happening? And you're like, I just spent Halloween weekend in Shrek Swamp. No big deal.
Yes. There were no awkward silences, that's for sure.
Not at all. And you didn't wear the Shrek Crocs to the wedding?
I didn't. I did think about it, but I didn't want to risk, you know, overshadowing or getting in the way.
I completely understand.
Best not to.
I'm still just so charmed by the fact that you traveled all this way and rolled up to it and it was exactly what you expected. I mean, what you hoped for. I think what you expected was a little rougher around the edges. But what you hoped for.
Yeah. I didn't think it could possibly be so good, honestly.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Not at all. Thank you for having me.
Okay, this is not a question. This is just a comment from Brittany in Orlando. Today I discovered that there is a corduroy Shrek claw clip for your hair, and I feel like it is the energy that you need to bring to Shrek Simber. So thought I would pass that along. It's at Hot Topic, and it's on sale for only $10. So live your dreams, Carly. Be as Shrek as you want to be this Shrek Simber.
I am counting my blessings because this call from Brittany came in mid-October, and I was like, I hope it's still for sale. I hope it's still for sale. I hope it's still for sale. It is still on sale at Hot Topic, and it is still around $10. So if you yourself want this hair clip, I will put a link to it in the show notes. I actually forgot until I was prepping this episode that I bought from Hot Topic months ago, like a Shrek, like skirt, I think overalls, but it's a skirt with Shrek. But now I'm realizing I don't know where that is in my closet, and I have to find it. But yes, the Shrek merchandise out there is fantastic. I highly recommend it. And I hope you have a wonderful Shrek-sember.
Hi, Carly. This is Amanda from Chicago again. I was just in Zurich before Thanksgiving for my unfortunately unrelated to Big Chocolate job. So I am well-versed in Swiss chocolate as a civilian, so hit me up if you're ever going. Anyway, I made a stop by my favorite little shop to see if the Stiff Shrek was still on display. But alas, he did not appear in any of the windows, which had been transitioned to wintry holiday themes. I went inside to see if he was still on the shelf, but there was no Shrek to be found, which hopefully means he'll celebrate Hanukkah in the loving embrace of his forever family. A couple days later, I was in a larger children's store, and when I ascended an escalator, who should appear on a high shelf? Another Shrek. So if you are in need for a last-minute Hanukkah gift for Pearl, there's still time. And just to clarify, while I may have intentionally gone to one store to check on the Shrek status, I was not scouring all of Switzerland for the sake of this Churros hotline update. I was browsing to find something to bring back to my 2-year-old, and the Shrek found me. They're stalking me now, apparently. Anyway, to tie this back to the podcast, I wanted to say that I loved your episode on travel souvenirs and wanted to say that as your daughter progresses into more solid, it is going to open up more options for snack-based souvenirs from other countries. Rather than a toy, I ended up bringing back a bunch of different Swiss toddler snacks from the grocery store. And while my daughter had no concept of where they came from, it was so much fun to watch her try different things. So anyway, get excited for future travel snacks with Pearl and happy Shrek-sember.
Oh! coming in with the perfect Shrek-cember call. Oh my gosh. Now, if you listen every week, you know that Amanda has called in before and told us about Shrek, the Shrek stife. I think that's how you say it out loud. Now I'm getting very nervous to say it out loud. The stife, the stuffed animal plush thing, whatever you want to call it. And so to get another call about this is just very, very exciting. I cannot explain to you how thrilled I am to get Shrek updates globally, straight from Switzerland for your very, very cool, although sadly not chocolate-related job. Amanda and I were, texting on 747 Churros, and I totally thought Amanda was a chocolatier, and unfortunately, no. But we are still getting Shrek updates. Shrek is everywhere. This is so incredible. As for toddler snacks being one of the treats that I'm going to look forward to getting as one of my many, many, many travel souvenirs. This is fascinating to me because this never crossed my mind because I like doing this myself. I'm currently looking at a bunch of candy my friend got me from London. If you know, is it Percy Pig? That's what it's called, right? Hold on. Why am I not trusting my brain? Yes, Percy Pig and then Colin the Caterpillar. I have those in a little drawer on my desk and they're so fun to eat because it's like, ooh, a little foreign yummy, as I've said many times before and on that episode, but to think of like giving it to someone else and watching their reaction, a whole other layer. Now, I don't want to turn this segment of the podcast into you and I having a very long phone tag conversation, but I do want to know what a Swiss toddler snack is. Is it like a dried moon cheese, like a dried cheese thing? Or is it, is it like black licorice? I don't know. I don't know. What is it? What are Swiss toddler snacks? Is it just chocolate? Is it just really good chocolate? Please let me know, even if it's off podcast, because now I'm curious. Which also makes me think, some of the best gifts I've ever gotten have been one of those subscription services for foreign snackies, like foreign little chippies and things. And they should do one of those for kids. Someone take that idea and run with it. Just little foreign snacks to have your kids try out and enjoy. I guess you can give any snacks to a kid. Maybe? I don't even know. I'm too new at this. Okay, I'll stop talking. But thank you for the call. Happy Shrek-cember. I hope you found a really great present for your child. And thank you for calling. That's our show! Thank you all so much for listening. And a very special thank you to Amy McElhenney, who came on this podcast to tell us all about her stay at the Shrek Airbnb. I still cannot believe we got Amy. I am beyond thrilled. Amy also does incredible graphic design work. If you are ever in need or just want to check out her stuff, you can find it at amymcelhenney.co.uk/work. But that link will also be in the show notes because it's much easier to click a link than to type anything out. You can rate, review, and follow Very Amusing on Apple Podcasts, and rate and follow us on Spotify. This is the first episode we've had come out since Spotify's Unwrapped debuted, was released, whatever you want to call it. And I just want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast and listens this far in the podcast and listened to us enough on Spotify that it showed up on your rankings and you shared it and you tagged with me, and it's very special and I'm very, very appreciative. Thank you so much. Truly, none of this exists without you. You can give us a call, speaking of, at 747 Churros. You can send it as a voice note, text it to 747 Churros, or email it to 747churros@gmail.com. keep those calls coming. A lot of planning calls, so we're gonna tackle those in the next few weeks and in the new year, but a lot of planning. I gotta start writing some guides. I know it's becoming a pattern where I'm like promising you guides. It's like Rihanna's next album. It's becoming a meme at this point, but I promise guides are coming. You can buy Very Amusing merchandise at very-amusing.com. You can buy Shrek-cember hats at very-amusing.com. And I don't know, they make good stocking stuffers or holiday gifts for people who have any idea what this world is or means. You can follow me, Carly Wiesel, at Carly Wiesel on all the platforms. And you can join the FOMALY at facebook.com/groups/Carly Wiesel. This episode was edited Shrek-tastically by Jeff Fox. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon.
Hi, honey. It's Mom. Another great episode. I really enjoyed it. But I wanted to take one fast second to thank you for my birthday. It was so great. I know you did all the planning. It was wonderful. But I do have to say my highlight was meeting Owen Wilson. And yes, I definitely did put my hand on his arm to thank him and said, oh, someone's been working out. And he did laugh. So that is 100% true. That was so great. And thank you for everything. I love you so much. Okay, Valerie Marino, awesome trip. she must have had the best time because it was so much fun to hear about everything. It sounded great. I don't know what Masi is, but I'm sure it's something I can buy that I've never heard of before. So snow geese, I know what those are. They are just adorable. And the clothes sound wonderful. I could use a cardigan. And I will bring an empty duffel when you and I go to Tokyo. A World of Frozen sounds fabulous and wonderful, and I can't wait to see it. So great episode. Thank you, Valerie. That was so much fun. And I will try the blue food. Absolutely. Have a wonderful week. I love you, Carly. I love you, Pearlie. Bye.